And good Tuesday morning, you're tuned in and listening to another edition of At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. On this week's episode is the first director for the fall season of the Director's Influence series. South Korean director Bong Joon-ho gets his Director's Influence series onto today's show. Out for DVD Tuesday for October the 1st, 2024, you have Another Happy Day, which is a comedy drama, arrives out onto video on demand. Down Below is a horror film that arrives out onto a physical release. If you have not seen it yet, my mom swears by this HBO series called The Gilded Age. It is a television series stars Carrie Coon. This one arrives out onto physical and digital release. Let's get to some music to get your morning here started. I have Knitting with the track Dig off of the album Some Kind of Heaven. Then we're going to hear Dresser with By Yourself off of the album Fuel. And then finally Childish Gambino with Real Love off of his last album, Brando Stone and the New World. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
Thank you. out on the chopping block and hope not to die, but maybe you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
And welcome back. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on Sugello, 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. We get to some new scores from some movies here. I have Theodore Shapiro with Back to Work from the film Wolves. This one stars George Clooney and Brad Pitt as two fixers. And the film is currently streaming onto Apple TV Plus. And then we're going to hear Rafferty with The Substance off of the score for the same titled film, The Substance. This one stars Demi Moore, Dennis Quaid, and Margaret Qualley. Not for everyone, I will recommend it. But if you are into body horror type films, then this one is for you, sure not to be missed if you are into that genre of film. It's one of the best ones of the year for me when it comes to that genre of film. It has something to say about Hollywood in general as well too. It's really well done. If you haven't seen it, go and check it out. The Substance, currently inside of theaters.
Thank you.
Rafferty there with his score for The Substance, the new body horror movie starring Demi Moore and Margaret Qualley, currently playing inside of theaters. We are going to now get to some more music here. I have Rodrigo Amarante with In Time from the film His Three Daughters. That one stars Carrie Coon, Elizabeth Olsen, and Natasha Lyonne, currently on Netflix. Can't wait to check out that film just from the cast list alone. Sounds amazing. And then, yes, he's out of hibernation. Bon Iver is back. Not related to film, but I'm going to be playing his new track, Spy Side, from his album that's going to be coming out very soon. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
Be a friend of mine, stay away a while. Be a friend of mine and let the silence ring. Be away a while till the kingdom comes. Be a friend of mine in time. By now, well, we should by heart, how to be around and how to be apart. It ain't spelling why, for the reason how. If we don't know by now, then in time. To stay when you learn to leave, so won't you dance the wind while I bend the storm? Won't you dance the wind and stay away a while? Be a friend to me and let the silence ring. Be a friend to me and sing away the night. Be a friend of mine in time. In time. I could.
back and put me where you stood. Nothing's really something now, the whole thing's soot. It serves to suffer, make a hole in my foot, and I hope you look as I fill my book. Oh, what a waste of wood. Nothing's really happened like I thought it would. Such a violent spree. But maybe you can still make a man from me, here on Space Side Key. With what's left of me, as you live and breathe, I really know now what had hold on me.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
How about you, Arthur? Do you still think you're a star?
Showtime.
I will no longer allow any of you
so stop your sighing
to keep me down.
Be happy again.
I got the sneaking suspicion that we're not giving the people what they want.
It's okay, baby. Let's give the people what they want.
Joaquin Phoenix there as Arthur Fleck, also known as Joker, and Lady Gaga as Harleen Quinzel in Joker Folie à Deux, directed by Todd Phillips, built as a musical. Let us see what it's all about when it hits theaters this Friday, October the 4th. And Thursday night you have some limited screenings as well, too. Good morning, you're tuned in and listening to At The Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM. Alongside Joker Folie à Deux, here's what else that is coming out. Helen Mirren stars inside of this war drama called Whitebird, the same director as Wander. It's been teased a little bit, and then I think that they pushed it back, and now it's finally being released inside of theaters. And then you have another film called The Outrun. This is a drama starring Saoirse Ronan. And that one arrives out inside select theaters as of this Friday as well, too. So today we're going to be talking about director Bong Joon-ho. And before I get to these themes that he explores inside of his films, and also his director's trademarks. Let's get to a little bit of a biography, courtesy of Danny Obrey, the co-host of At the Movies. Bong Joon-ho was born September the 14th, 1969, in Daegu, South Korea. During the time he attended Yonsei University, he co-founded a film club called Yellow Door, where he made his first film, Looking for Paradise, and Baekhyun, White Man. He obtained his bachelor degree in sociology from Yonsei University in 1995. Bong Joon-ho earned fame and recognition for the first time through his films Incoherence and Memories in My Frame. These films were invited to screen at the Hong Kong International Film Festival and Vancouver International Film Festival. One of Bong's first biggest hit movies was Memories of a Murderer, which came out inside of 2003. This film did so well amongst movie fans that it saved the film production company Sidus from going bankrupt and earned Bong an award for Best Director from the St. Sebastian International Film Festival. Bong Joon-ho's films are oftentimes themed around social and class issues. For example, in Snowpiercer, there was a clash between the lower class and the elites within the train. In Parasite, the lower class family fabricated the phony certificates and resumes in order to become employees of a wealthy family. The movie Parasite is undeniably Bong Joon-ho's most notable piece of work, with it being the highest-grossing South Korean film in history, and was the first non-English language film to win an Academy Award for Best Picture. Bong Joon-ho resides in South Korea. He has been married to screenwriter Jung Soon-young since 1995, and they have one son together. A huge thank you to guest co-host Danny Obrey for this amazing biography of Bong Joon-ho's life from the start to till now. And now we're going to discuss the thematics and his directing style as well too. So when we talk about Bong Joon-ho for this director's influence episode, the films that I explored for this episode were his short film Influenza, which is CCT camera footage of some people doing criminal activity, and you see murder, you see people robbing other people, so it's really dark. And then you have Memories of a Murderer, which is about an investigation that takes place onto a real serial killer, and they hunt for the killer inside of that movie. You have the sci-fi monster movie, The Host, which I viewed, which is sort of a little bit about this monster that kidnaps a daughter, and then the whole entire family has to try to rescue that daughter. Snowpiercer, as we said, the end of civilization, and the remnants of society, the people, are now inside of a train hurtling towards a parkour that takes them, you know, around the world, and it keeps on going and going, and the lower class is at the end of the train and the upper class is at the front of the train. And then finally, it wouldn't be complete if we did not explore Parasite as well too. So the thematics of Bong Joon-ho's films deal with humanity, our capacity for cruelty and ignorance. This is definitely themes that have been seen inside of Influenza, the short film. Also, we can see about it inside of Snowpiercer, how the lower class lives, Memories of a Murderer, how the police interrogate the suspects inside of the film, and basically how the upper class sees the lower class inside a Parasite, even though the upper class family, the Park family, sees the Kim family, even though they don't realize that the Kim family is from the lower class social structure, the Park family still makes comments off and on about the lower class. Also, another theme that is present is about class and class warfare. I do believe that Snowpiercer is the ultimate movie where Bong Joon-ho explores that theme through a Hollywood lens, through sci-fi as a genre of using sci-fi action to explore that theme. But then you look at Parasite, which explores that really well done too, through the Park and the Kim family, and we can see that very well explored. Just think about how the Kim family returns home and their house has been flooded, and basically the day after the Kim family is inside the process of rebuilding when they've lost everything, versus the biggest thing that the Park family wants to do is, oh, we need to throw our son a birthday party and we need it to be lavished and we need to do all of these things. So two different perspectives and ways of thinking. We can also see the influences of Western media inside of his works, particularly when it comes to his genre filmmaking. Bong Joon-ho can be, his films can be described as transnational cinema with Korean themes and a Korean message to through the Hollywood lens of cinema. You think about Memories of a Murderer, you get like a film noir thriller along the lines of David Fincher's Seven or Zodiac and other types of those films. Another important theme that Bong Joon-ho tries to do is the human connection. Mothers and sons is very important to Bong. You can see that inside of his other film that we didn't watch for this episode called Mother, and definitely. Bong Joon-ho likes to reveal the monsters right away, or the cons early on inside of the film. This doesn't lead the audience to second-guess the nature of who the monster is or what the humans are doing. Are they really, you know, good or bad? But you get right away a sense of who these humans are, who these human beings are, even though that there might be a twist or a plot twist at a later moment. Inside of his, most of his films about authority and Western ideas, Bong seems to have a little bit of a resistance to them, especially authority figures, and he depicts some authority figures as overstepping their grounds for most of the time and having power trips from time to time as well too. So you think about Tilda Swinton's character inside of Snowpiercer, you think about the authority figures inside of Memories of a Murderer, how they deal with the interrogation sequences as well too. Bong Joon-ho's other themes can be seen as a critique of capitalism, and he challenges the status quo. So let's get to some of the director's trademarks. So he's part of the Korean New Wave movement. His directing styles involve genre films, including sci-fi dystopian films, monster genres, or deep dramas that involve thrillers, both with Parasite and Memories of a Murderer. So South Korean cinema was censored by a military regime, and previously it was censored. However, since it's not being part of a military regime anymore, the new wave of Korean cinema challenges the views of a non-negative censorship, so they have more views where they can talk about the authority figures of politics or the authority figures of society, your ability to hold them accountable or question their actions. So blending Korean politics and themes throughout of Western traditional filmmaking. So you keep that center of your themes and politics of Korean society, but you also know how to create it for a Western audience through that lens as well too. Creating tension, extreme violence, or a change of narrative. So you think about Hitchcock or Fincher. Creating genre films seen as art house pieces. His films are normally simple, direct, often very blunt. This is highly effective. Think about Snowpiercer. You think about the camera moving left to right, and inside of Parasite, the camera moving lower to higher to show the class status. Through subversive genres and through reveals and dark humor, Bong Joon-ho finds rhythm and a pacing to all of his films. So when we come back, we'll have a little bit of a conclusion of Bong Joon-ho and what makes him truly meriting of this director's influence series. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
Passengers, this is not a shoe. This is disorder. This is size 10 chaos. This, see this? This is death. In this locomotive we call home, there is one thing that between our warm hearts and the bitter cold. Clothing? Shields? No. Order. Order is the barrier that holds back the frozen death. We must, all of us, on this train of life, remain in our allotted station. We must, each of us, occupy our preordained particular position. Would you wear a shoe on your head? Of course you wouldn't wear a shoe on your head. A shoe doesn't belong on your head. A shoe belongs on your foot. A hat belongs on your head. I am a hat. You are a shoe. I belong on the head. You belong on the foot. Yes? So it is. In the beginning, order was prescribed by your ticket. First class, economy, and freeloaders like you. Eternal order is prescribed by the sacred engine. All things flow from the sacred engine. All things in their place. All passengers in their section. All water flowing, all heat rising pays homage to the sacred engine. In its own particular, preordained position. So it is. Now, as in the beginning, I belong to the front. You belong to the tail. When the foot seeks the place of the head, a sacred line is crossed. Know your place. Keep your place.
A scene from Snowpiercer has told us what Tins Mason explains the class system to the back of the train commoners. Sure, the themes in Bong Joon-ho's films are dark, and he tends to bury his themes of political and social commentary that can be seen as humanity's capacity for cruelty and ignorance amongst the dark humor inside of his films. Maybe not for everybody. What is known as transnational cinema means that Bong Joon-ho brings the Korean themes that he wants to discuss and the ideas to a Western aesthetic of cinema, such as the noir or the thriller or sci-fi monster genre. Behind the camera, there is a certain rhythm and style to his films that is truly meriting of this director's influence series for Bong Joon-ho. For the ones who might be on the fence about foreign films, as Bong stated at the Oscars when he went for Parasite, once you overcome the one-inch barrier of subtitles, you will be introduced to so many interesting films. And that concludes the Director's Influence episode for Bong Joon-ho. And as well, too, since Bong is now leaving the director's pool, a new director enters the pool, and I find it only fitting to have the replacement director, another Korean director, South Korean director, Park Chan-wook. On to next week's episode, Danny joins me inside the virtual sense as we review the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original one that is celebrating an anniversary review. Also join us on the last Tuesday of the month of October as the Directors Influence series takes a look at DreamWorks Animation Studios. As always, I will wish you a good week of streaming et bon cinéma.